Large national home builders like Beazer often have their own mortgage lending divisions. They basically tell customers they'll get a better deal on that new home if they get a Beazer mortgage, too. But the North Carolina Commissioner of Banks is concerned that some of those offers may not be fair or even legal. And Deputy Commissioner Mark Pierce says more builders like Beazer will now be on the hook.
Some of the activities we've seen so far have raised a lot of concerns in our office. You could look to see what home builders had affiliated mortgage lenders in North Carolina, and those are all going to be on our list to do an examination of now.
Pierce won't say exactly which builder-affiliated mortgage lenders are currently under investigation, but he's clear they'll all get their turn. In March 2008, the mortgage arm of Ryland Homes also settled over fees and incentives the state says were illegal. Several of the top national home builders doing business in North Carolina declined to comment on the possibility of investigation by the state commissioner of banks. However, they all belong to the Home Builders Association of Charlotte. The executive vice president of that group is Mark Baldwin.
The builders that are doing everything above board, which is the largest majority of them, I'm sure, while they don't welcome it, don't have any fear of it. It will cost them a little bit of time and manpower to go through the investigation. And those that have skimmed, if there are any that have done anything wrong, you know, we'll have to pay the penalty.
In the case of Beazer Homes, the price has already been steep, with yesterday's $2.5 million settlement and an ongoing FBI investigation the company warns could top out at $50 million in liability before it's through. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.